Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
It's getting to be the time of year where young people graduate onto whatever is next in their lives. It is a time where classmates and learned ones share their tips for how to get the most out of your life. What do you wish they had told you? What advice would you give the next generation, or maybe even to your younger self? When I think about what I wish I had heard when I was my younger self, it would go something like this. Don't worry. Really, it doesn't keep you safe. It doesn't make you more prepared. It just darkens your moments. Instead, put your energy into dreaming, visioning. Every time you've had the courage to dream, to envision what you want to create, some amazing things have happened. And do not misinterpret things not working out as evidence that it was a stupid idea, or worse yet, that you were stupid. It can be disappointing, and it can even knock you down a bit. But no, mistakes, things going awry, unexpected barriers are just part of life. Find a way to understand these are learning opportunities, not evidence from the universe that you're not smart enough, haven't done enough, or worse yet, that you are not enough. So that brings me to my second piece of advice. Learn about self-compassion as early as you can. It is wrong-headed not to be gentle with yourself. And it is really, really hard to look at yourself to become more aware, especially if you're going to be a harsh judge. Ironically, being hard on yourself does not help you grow. It just makes you suffer. It often makes you a bit more brittle or hard or defensive. And seeking relief from that pain by judging others is an impediment to world peace and very unproductive. Get curious about your response. Using compassion with yourself will teach you something about yourself and eventually will open your heart to others. Third, I love Pema Chodron's advice, don't believe everything you think. This connects back to my worrying self. I could get myself into such a lather with my thoughts. We all can. Think of the worst thing that could happen, or the best thing that could happen, and notice how your body responds. I used to avoid mindfulness practices because at some level I knew it would change me. And I expect if I didn't have enough self-compassion to sit with myself, it would have been brutal. So practice focusing your attention. Quieting your busy mind has immense payoffs in your health, the quality of your focus, and in learning not to believe everything you think. For example, when I make a mistake, I feel awful. But with the capacity to observe myself, I see it's my inner critic or an old story telling me I'm bad if I make mistakes. But with more awareness, with more practice of witnessing my thoughts, I can see what I'm doing to myself. And with that awareness, my mind doesn't drag me through the mud as often as it used to. So the fourth point is part of not worrying so much is learning about what I control and what I don't. Because despite years of trying to remote control people, I've learned it does not work. You can invite, encourage, explore, but their choices are their choices. And finally, I need to end this advice-laden show with another big lesson. Advice is rarely helpful or needed. Okay, advice on how to cook broccoli or where to get your car fixed, that's fine. But how to deal with grief or that complex situation someone is navigating? Advice is not helpful because you don't walk in their shoes. Share your own experience, share a story, but mostly take a deep breath, be at their side, and listen, and believe they are doing your path. And you, with a little bit more presence, self-awareness, and compassion, will do yours.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.